It is an incredible privilege to be here this evening to have a chat with you. Thank you so, so much for being here. I have been a criminal defense lawyer almost my entire career, and the best movie ever made about a criminal defense lawyer is Anatomy of a Murder. Jimmy Stewart has a great line in that movie that I learned and has been with me as I've been a criminal defense lawyer. And the line he has is, people aren't just one thing. A person can be a good father, a good brother, and also a bank robber. A person can be a good mother, a kind community member, and also a drug addict. And countries aren't just one thing. America is a great country. And America is a country that was founded on the premise of white supremacy and white superiority. I'm not going to pull any punches in my comments tonight, but what I am going to do is ask you to think about America in perhaps a slightly different way, and to think about where we started and how we started and how ingrained white supremacy has become in America. It's become so ingrained that we don't even notice it. And one way to think about this is to check this, because about 50 years ago, Muhammad Ali went to Great Britain and he was interviewed about America, and he tried to talk about white supremacy with a little bit of humor. And I'd like you to listen to what he had to say.
Things are getting much better, but I always wonder when I went to church on Sundays. I've always been one to, I'm not just a boxer. I do a lot of reading, a lot of studying. I ask questions. I go out, travel these countries, and watch how their people live, and I learn. And I always ask my mother, I said, Mother, how come is everything white? I said, why is Jesus white with blonde hair and blue eyes? Why is the Lord's Supper all white men? And angels are white. Who? And Mary and even the angels. I said, Mother, when we die, do we go to heaven? She said, naturally, we go to heaven. I said, well, what happened to all the black angels they took the pictures? I said, oh, I know. If the white folks was in heaven too, then the black angels were in the kitchen preparing the milk and honey. So listen, you quit saying that. But I was always curious, and I always wondered why I had to die to go to heaven. Well, I couldn't have pretty cars and good money and nice homes now. Why do I have to wait till I die to get milk and honey? And I said, Mama, I don't want no milk and honey. I like steaks and I said, milk and honey is a laxative anyway. They have a lot of bathrooms in heaven. So anyway, I was always curious. I always wondered why. You know, Tarzan is the king of the jungle in Africa. He was white. White men swinging in Africa with a knife on them, hollering, oh! Do you all see Tarzan on there?
Right.
Tarzan? And all the Africans, so he's beating them up and breaking the lion's jaw. And here's Tarzan talking to the animals, and the Africans been there for centuries, and he yet can't talk to the animals. Only Tarzan can talk to them. I always wonder why Miss America was always white. All the beautiful brown women in America, beautiful suntans, beautiful shapes, all type complexions, but she always was white. And Miss World was always white. And Miss Universe was always white. And then they got some stuff called White House cigars, white swan soap, king white soap, white cloud tissue paper, white rain hair rinse, white tornado flow wax. Everything was white. And the angel food cake was the white cake, and the devil food cake was the chocolate cake. White. I always wondered, you know, and the president lived in the White House. And Mary had a little lamb, his feet as white as snow, and snow white. And everything was white. Santa Claus was white. And everything bad was black. The little ugly duckling was a black dove. And the black cat was the bad luck. And if I threaten you, I'm going to blackmail you. So Mama wanted to call it white male. They lied too. I was always curious, and then this is when I knew something was wrong. When the Olympic gold medal in Rome met me, Olympic champion, the Russian standing right here, and the Pole right here. Is Poland considered a communist country?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm defeating America's so-called threats or enemies. And the flag is going, ton, 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 ton. I'm standing so proud. Ton, 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 ton. And I don't want the world for America. Ton, ton, ton. I took my gold medal, thought I'd invented something. I said, man, I know I'm gonna get my people freedom now. I'm the champion of the whole world, Olympic champion. I know I can eat downtown now. And I went downtown that day, got my big old medal on and went to the restaurants. At that time, black things weren't integrated. Black folks couldn't eat downtown. And I went downtown and I sat down and I said, a cup of coffee, hot dog. He said, the lady said, we don't serve Negroes. I'm so mad. I said, I don't eat them either. Just give me a cup of I'm the Olympic gold medal. One 3 days ago, I fought for this country in Rome. I won the gold medal, and I'm going to eat. The manager, her tell the manager, and she says, he said, well, I'm not the man that he's got to go out. Anyway, I didn't raise money, they put me out. And I had to leave that restaurant in my hometown where I went to church and served in their Christianity and fought, and daddy fought in all the wars. Just won the gold medal and couldn't eat downtown. I said, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. And this is a difficult topic and a difficult subject, in part because our history has been stolen from us. And it was done intentionally and purposefully. And when you are asking a human being to reject what they have been brought up with, what they have been taught by their parents as the truth, what they have seen in their schools and in their colleges and universities as the truth, when you're asking somebody to all of a sudden say, that's a lie, and the truth beneath that is really ugly, you're asking for somebody to do a really hard thing. And I think it's important for us to remember that as we talk about these discussions. But a hard thing is where we are. And a hard thing is what we have to do. Because everyone will remember George Orwell in 1984. And there are two things that come from that book that I will ask you to remember and to remember very carefully. First, who controls the past controls the future. Because if you control the narrative about what is true about our past, that narrative sets the mark for how we go forward in the future. If you control the truth about the past, then you have the path to the future. And who controls the present controls the past. We can laugh when our president and people in this administration say things about our communities and our history that we know are just not true. But people are listening. When the President of the United States, when cabinet members are talking to America about what is true and what is right, it makes a difference. And when we do not deal with the ugly part of the truth about our history, we have no chance of going forward in any kind of productive way. So let me say this. You can take down every Confederate monument in America tomorrow. It ain't gonna feed anybody. It ain't gonna get anybody out of prison. It's not gonna put good water into Flint, Michigan. It's not gonna solve all the racial problems we have in America. What getting rid of the Confederate monuments will do is, in my view, begin a process of making Americans like you and me, who were never taught the truth about our country, it will make us deal with the truth. And that's a scary thing. Never underestimate the pull of the status quo. Because if we are really going to acknowledge what I'm going to suggest to you is our true history in this country, it has implications. What does it mean about the wealth that I have? What does it mean about the comfort that I live in right now? What does it mean about the place I work at, even a place like the ACLU? What does it mean to examine how things got here today to be the way that they are? Those are very uncomfortable questions. And what I'm suggesting is we are at a tipping point. Either we deal with this or this will tear us apart.